Them people used to wash dishes, women didn't. John was same rate.
Yeah. But I mean, if you had another one, what would you call that?
Dish towel.
Well, now you wouldn't dry the dishes with any of the suds still on them.
No. No, I doubt very much. I didn't remember putting soap in the dishwater.
Yeah.
Just had real hot water and had to, and not wrench it.
Well, now, the kind of towels you'd use on yourself beside the knives, what were they?
Well, I always called them hand towels. And I had them on the rack and then I rolled them around 2 and 3 yards in a towel.
You didn't have this kind you have now as a rough surface.
No, just a toweling that she'd get from that, my mother'd get from the peddler. By the yard, and so many yards in a piece, then she'd sew it together and put them on that towel rack in the kitchen.
You don't know what they call that kind of towel when it first come in, you know, that kind with the rough surface.
No, I don't remember what they call that.
Well, now, this thing on a barrel you mentioned, your father having a barrel, probably had molasses barrel or something.
Yeah, molasses jugs. He had them in 5 and 6 gallon jugs.
Well, say if you were drawing molasses out of a barrel, fill a jug, what would you turn?
Turn the faucet.
Filling a jug, you wanted to make sure all the molasses or what all got in there, what would you use?
Funnel.
Now, when you were driving, say, a horse, a buggy, and wanted to keep your horse moving, what would you use on him?
Buggy whip. My dad had a little black snake whip he used on my team and logging.
Did you use that on oxen?
Yeah.
Now, say you go down to the store and buy a few things, what would the storekeeper put them in?
Well, he generally put them in some kind of a bag.
Were they paper?
Yes, they were paper.
Did you ever hear the paper bag called anything else?
No, let's see, I don't believe I did.
He never used the term poke.
Poke, hell yes. Or sack.
Was there a difference?
Well, I always thought, it's about the same, always made out of paper. Sacks, what they call sacks, are made out of cloth.
Kind of heavy, brown kind of sack that they might ship potatoes in, or feed, or something like that. And you might sometimes put an old one at the back door to wipe your feet on.
That was a coffee sack.
You mentioned he had the barrel for flour and one for meal.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had any homemade thing that could keep meal in?
Yes, he finally then took some poplar lumber and built a flour chest and had the lid that opened back and then let down. A lot of times in that big barrel, if you can get the lid down on good and tight, the mice get into it.
Yeah, I suppose he would take his corn to the mill and have it ground.
Yes, to the grist mill.
And what would he call the amount he'd take to the mill at one time?
A bushel, round a bushel.
Well, I mean, if it was, might be a bushel, might be two, but say you've got to take another
bag.
Did he ever use the word turn a corn?
Yes, he turned a corn to the mill to get ground. He's used that word. Mm-hmm.